Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon joins us right now for the ETF of the week. Tom, of course, is the editor of ETFtrends.com. Now, if you're going to the site, well, you can find, of course, the things that are trending and the things that Tom likes or dislikes there. But you can also find soup to nuts information on exchange traded funds. Beyond checking out the website, make sure you follow them on Twitter, where they're at ETF Trends. Tom, by the way, is at Tom Lydon on Twitter. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the American Customer Satisfaction Core Alpha ETF, ticker symbol ACSI.
ACSI. The American Customer Satisfaction Core Alpha ETF. Now, I have to say, Tom, this is a newly launched ETF. And if I were still writing Stupid Investment of the Week, I would look at new ETFs based on some unusual concepts and go, is this fodder? Obviously, you like this ETF, so presumably it's not fodder. Why is this a fund that looks gimmicky to me, but looks good to you?
A couple things, Chuck. And again, if you're listening to this, put your checkbook away. I'm not suggesting that people all of a sudden start moving money over here. However, as I got into it, the more and more I learned, the more interested I became. You know, ETFs, in most cases, tend to be pretty boring. They represent legacy indexes that have been around for a long period of time. But now we've had this evolution into factor-oriented strategies and now multi-factor strategies. It just is getting more and more exciting. When I found out about this ETF, which is based on an index that's actually been around for a while, the American Customer Satisfaction Index has actually been around for years. And the fact that now there's an ETF that's tied to it, it makes a heck of a lot of sense. So we all know that indexes can be created to show great backtesting numbers, but the fact that this index has been around and actually performed pretty well is a great thing. This is how it works. It analyzes companies, publicly traded companies, and it gives a customer satisfaction score on each company. It selects those companies with the highest satisfaction scores and puts them in the index. I'll give you an example. We all have some type of cable that goes into our house so we can watch TV. Some are older cable type channels. Some folks use satellites. Some of the newest are fiber optics. When I look at the customer satisfaction scores and I see that those that offer fiber optics like Verizon and AT&T and have scores of 69 and 70 versus my cable company, which is Time Warner Cable, which is 59, it all of a sudden makes clear sense to me that there's a better service that's out there, and there must be something to it, and maybe that company, AT&T or Verizon, is going to do that much better because they're providing something that's better down the road. Now, it's worked so far within the index. Will it work in the ETF or continue to work? We're going to have to see. But it just is another example, Chuck, of how indexing has become that much more intelligent, and with that, it's not necessarily a hedge fund. It's not necessarily active management, but it's getting that much closer.
But how, therefore, do you put this into a portfolio? I mean, this goes across different sectors, and its biggest holdings are things like Apple and Alphabet and eBay and whatever. So it's not like I'm looking at names that I don't see in other portfolios. I'm looking at a strategy that I don't necessarily see elsewhere. But if I've got a well-diversified portfolio, does this actually add anything to me?
if most investors were to go to Morningstar and plug in their portfolio, their equity portfolio would be very, very highly correlated to the S&P 500. We know that. Through history, that's pretty much what's happened. So although you're mentioning a lot of companies that do have high satisfaction scores, there are also a lot of other companies that are in the S&P 500 that maybe don't have as high satisfaction scores. So, for example, Samsung has had historically a pretty high satisfaction score. I bet its most recent satisfaction scores are a heck of a lot less, especially since their phones are lighting on fire in people's pockets. So that's going to affect the overall performance of the stock, the satisfaction, and probably the profitability of the company. I'm not saying all indices are easily as tied, but that's a great example, I would say. So it's not saying sell your current portfolio, but things change, and sometimes things change pretty quickly, especially with technology in this day and age. So if you like just the idea of listening to clients and how they respond to current products and services, wouldn't it be great to have that extra level of criteria that would be set within your portfolio? Fantastic. So again, I'm not saying today go back and dump your S&P 500 index fund and buy this, but it's something to watch and get going forward.
And this is a fund that's not been out long enough to have a 200-day moving average. Will it be something that you would say ultimately you start to look at it more on the 200-day moving average in time?
I would, absolutely. And the biggest thing I would say is look out for it. You know, go to not only the website of the ETF, but also go to the website of the ACSI, which is acsimatters.com. It's amazing some of the studies that they do in certain industry groups. They've also got some political polling that they do as well regarding customer satisfaction. I think it's great. The more knowledge, the better. But the more knowledge you can actually put into a strategy, it just provides more choice.
And it's a very interesting strategy. That's the moral of the story. Take a look at it. It's a new ETF recently launched, the American Customer Satisfaction Core Alpha ETF. That is ACSI. An interesting pick. Again, not for you to run out and open your wallets for, but for you to educate yourself about and to watch from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor at ETFtrends.com. You can go to the website for more information. You can follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. The site is at ETF Trends. All right, we just got off to a great start on the Thursday edition of Money Life, but we got plenty more to go, and the big interview is next. So settle back and relax. We're living the money life, and we'll be back to it in just a moment.